If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube and view for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, good to have you back. Froggy, how are you?
Excellent, man. Load management. Gotta love it.
Well, you're not heat culture then, because the heat don't do that anymore.
I saw.
The heat don't do that anymore.
It's a new thing.
So, minus one to you.
That's fair.
You know, you're not heat culture.
I'm a season
because
late.
This is a new day and age for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, it is.
Because, let me tell you something about Eric Spoelstra. He may be a maniac, but he's not insane. Well, because he does not go by the rules of insanity.
Nah.
Because if you have a year, Froggy, where you go out there and you load manage and you're going with ticky-tack injuries and you're giving your guys days off all the time, but everybody gets injured anyway.
Ah.
Why? Oh, why would you keep doing that same system? So instead, when you zig, Eric Spoelstra zags.
Oh, he's a zagger.
And so he went out there and he goes, guess what? Starters are going again.
Yeah.
And they're playing the back-to-back.
Yeah.
And we're going to have fun.
And we're duplicating Terry Rozier.
Dude.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something right now.
Yep.
And I'm saying this completely because Leroy's not here to rain on my parade.
Love that.
A Jimmy Butler having fun.
Oh.
Is dangerous.
Scary sight.
Dangerous. I looked at these rankings the other day that came out from ESPN, and I was like, you got to be horse bleeping me.
You got to be.
This is ridiculous. Because to say that Jimmy Butler is now a fringe top 30 player, you done messed up.
Oh.
But now, he has spent the preseason and took Pat Riley's words.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to having some fun, baby.
That's right.
Because he spent the last two preseason games not only scoring 24 points in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Going out there.
That's right.
Kicking the Hawks' ass.
Punch him.
Doing whatever he wanted to.
It's true.
He did it in Halloween costume.
Oh,
because if you thought Jimmy Butler was going to go this year without wearing an outfit, you were sorely mistaken. But this year,
yeah,
the costume was Scary Terry.
Was that on purpose? That was on purpose.
It was definitely on purpose.
Okay.
I didn't really know. I did notice he was wearing something different. I was like, that's kind of cool, Jimmy Butler. Because my mind went to the day before Marcos, where he's trolling the holy hell out of Chris Paul. I'm like, all right, you know, Jimmy doesn't normally wear gear on his arms, you know?
Yeah.
Rough and tumble.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's kind of cool. He's got the wristband on the shooting hand. He's got the arm sleeve on the left. That's kind of a good look for Jimmy Butler. And then I kind of, you know what threw me off and why I didn't notice it? It was the purple shoes.
Ah.
Because he was wearing purple shoes. Terry Rozier was wearing purple shoes. But Jovic, dude, he was also wearing purple shoes. And so I didn't think anything of Jimmy Butler copying it. And then I saw the tweet from Heat vs. Haters, and I was like, holy bleep, he did copy Terry Rozier, which, you know, makes total sense as to why he's wearing all those accessories. But he's dangerous, dude. A Jimmy Butler having fun is a dangerous Jimmy Butler. And let me tell you something right now. You could sit here and you could say, Tobin, meep, meep, You're falling for it again, Wild Heat Coyote.
I don't know.
Well, let me just run straight into the brick wall, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just run straight into the brick wall. Because we may be deeper than ever. We may be more dangerous than ever.
That's right.
Because we're being overlooked. Mm-hmm. We're being disrespected. We are being dismissed, Stan Van Gundy.
Woo!
You think I didn't see what you said?
Oh, no.
You think I didn't see what you said, Stan?
Okay.
I am tired of Stan Van Gundy.
What?
And I am tired of all Van Gundys.
All of them.
The fact that a Van Gundys have gotten head coaching job after head coaching job, and Chris Quinn is still sitting here without a head coaching job is ridiculous.
All right. Fair. Okay. Didn't have Van Gundy getting attacked on my bingo list, but I like it.
Oh, I'm sick of him.
Okay.
Do you know what he had the audacity to say?
Wow.
He said, Froggy, that the Miami Heat are not in the same ballpark as the Philadelphia 76ers. And I say, why? Oh, why do these media moguls continue to get tricked by the Sixers? The Philadelphia 70 Tricksters is what they should be called.
Whoa!
Because it's a hocus pocus magic trick. You guys keep falling for it, and it's ridiculous.
That's a point.
Point for Tobin.
But we got Bam Adebayo shooting threes. And did
love
you
that. Love that.
Love.
Oh.
Hey, guess what? Yeah. Looks like we don't have just one quarterback on this team either. Because I was told the only guy that could do that full court passy thing is Love.
Yeah, and he got tired of it, actually.
Well, I mean, that was when he was in Cleveland. Oh, a Miami Heat Kevin Love is a much more sophisticated Kevin Love. You would agree.
Yes.
You would agree. But I think we would all agree.
You did still say.
If I see one more time that stupid full court pass and like, oh, nobody does that like Kevin Love. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Well, now in a Heat uniform. It's good.
It is good.
Pristine. But Bam's throw yesterday, he goes almost Cam Ward, one arm.
That's right.
A real piss whistle.
Precise.
Right to Jimmy Buckets. Puts the goggles on because he's a sniper out there with the passing. Now, not only that, dude, guess what?
What's that?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pesky Tyler Hero, who keeps just stealing the basketball and dunking it. I look, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, I understand. But but do you understand, Froggy?
Mm-hmm.
Not one, not two, not three, but four preseason games, 15 steals each game.
Damn, that's good defense.
15 steals.
Damn.
And every single one, and the starters, they're all getting, it's like, three of them are getting three apiece.
Mm-hmm.
This is not garbage time. This is not, is that happening in the summer league? No! It's not. It's the starters going to work, dude. So all I'm trying to tell you guys, I may be getting a little ahead of myself. But this Heat team right now, there's something about them, Marcos. There's something about them. Eric Spoelstra, this sick, evil basketball genius, he done did it again. But would you know about it? Because let me tell you a little something.
No.
Let me tell you a little story I like to call Tobes watches ESPN's NBA Today on his couch.
Mm.
Okay? I sat there on my couch yesterday, and I was like, let me watch a little NBA Today.
Oh.
Let's see what the national pundits have to say. And I sat there, Froggy.
Yep.
And mind you, this was yesterday, so I'm watching Heat versus Spurs highlights.
Oh, well, okay.
You wouldn't have known another team played because it was Wembanyama this, Wembanyama that. Let me just talk about the propaganda that's out there in this national media, okay?
Wow. All right.
And I'm going to roundabout get to this, to something that's that really pissed me off yesterday.
Okay.
Really pissed me off.
This isn't what pissed you. You haven't been pissed off.
Really pissed me off.
All right.
Because I sat down on my couch, a wee lad, just trying to enjoy some hoop show.
Out of here.
And I sat there, and all I saw was Wembanyama highlights. When I didn't see not one Bam Adebayo highlight, didn't see him locking Wembanyama up, didn't see him dunking over all the Spurs.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see him hitting threes over Wembanyama. Didn't see Tyler Hero skyhooking it over Wembanyama. Did I see one of those highlights? No. I saw Perk and Malik Andrews and Bobby Marks. I think it was Bobby Marks. And I think it was Tim McMahon.
Yeah.
Guffawing on their show. The best. And Wimby. I get it. He's tall. He's awesome. I saw him. It looks like a baby dunking on a play school hoop. But let me tell you something. You guys misguided the nation because that is not what happened in the game. And then they had the audacity to go out there and they played the Chris Paul, Jimmy Buckets beef.
Oh, of course.
And they showed Chris Paul hitting like the one basket. They're like, and Chris Paul answered. You didn't show Jimmy Buckets embarrassing Chris Paul.
Yep.
You didn't show Jimmy Buckets trolling Chris Paul.
Yep.
You showed a little Shovsky. And then you made it seem like Chris Paul went out there and he shut Jimmy Buckets down. I cannot believe the misinformation that is out there.
Wow.
It really is. It's like basketball North Korea. You can't get a straight answer of what's actually happening here.
Mm.
Oh, dude. Let me just
take a
say.
Breath. Take a breath.
Let me just say.
Take a breath.
That wasn't even the coup de grace.
What?
Okay?
What?
Because then I get sent a video. I am tagged on a video, which means I am getting... I'm like, what's happening here?
Yeah, what is that?
So my guy on Twitter, Simon Sperling, he is a great Heat follow. Wow. You know, he has a lot of great Heat stats, okay? Mm. You guys follow Stat Muse. I follow Simon Muse. This guy is the OG Muse. He would come out with stats left and right. Go follow him. Yeah. But he also knows I am no fan of this basketball program, okay? And that program is The Bill Simmons Show.
Oh, no.
And this guy.
This guy,
this
dude.
Rat. Weasel sat there on his show yesterday, and he had the biggest whopper he could have ever said. I'm going to play this for the audience, and this is what I like to call changing the facts, Jack.
Wow. Jesus.
House, would they have been better off taking the Miami trade?
Oh, that's a great question.
Hero, Jovic, Duncan Robinson, two Miami firsts and one Miami swap. And instead, they did Ayton, Drew Holiday, a Milwaukee 2029 first, and two Milwaukee swaps. Hmm. So I'm going to make the case they actually still did the right thing. I just don't think they got enough for Drew.
I agree with this.
If it weren't Miami, would you say?
I think, so here's the thing. I was just telling somebody this the other day.
You were telling us.
Miami and their whole little annoying media machine that they have.
Yeah.
F***ed up that Portland situation to that point. Joe Cronin and the Portland people were like, we're never trading with those f***ing guys. And they end up making the Dame trade. They get Drew back. And now they're like, Drew's like, I want to be in a contender. Like, we got you. We're going to trade you a contender. And they still won't trade him to Miami, the team that probably needed him the most, right? And all the shit Miami did that summer led to them not getting Drew Holiday, who also would have blocked Boston from getting Drew Holiday.
Well,
instead, they had to settle for Rozier in February.
What did they do? When you say all the shit they did.
What are you talking about? You were there that summer.
I understand,
they did 90 different ways about how fucking stupid Portland was for not taking their hero deal.
Yes,
and we were calling it out on the podcast. All these different media people that, let's be honest, are a little Miami Heat friendly, and they were super aggro about it.
Well, but everybody else is wrong was my favorite part.
Yeah.
That. It was like, no, everybody else is wrong. It's like, so your bias is the right one. Got it.
And I think Portland got pissed off because the fact that they didn't trade Drew to Miami tells me they were pissed off. Plus, I've heard they were pissed off.
First of all, let me just say, first off, okay? Congratulations, you're a real investigative reporter there. You thought Portland was a little salty and they wouldn't trade the Heat Drew Holiday. First of all, we didn't even want Drew Holiday in the first place. We were going for Damian Lillard. And the fact that this rat weasel sits there and has the just audacity, and I might even say the audacity, to go out there and say the Miami media machine when that dude literally goes out there and spins betting markets on his finger, so much so that they had to take away betting on all NBA individual awards from those jackals because of how they intentionally swing the markets for their gambling companies. That's another story for another day. But to say that the Miami media machine, like all of the national outlets, are not all Northeast infested all over the place. They're all O'Malley's, O'Keefe's, O'Boyle's, O'Doyle's, and O'No's. That's all the Ringer is. The ESPN, they're full of them, with a mix of Philadelphia and Knicks. Where's the Miami media machine? I'd love to know. Lil Willie? Do tell. Do tell. Because let me tell you something right here, dude. You had the biggest reporter in the game, Adrian Wojnarowski, going out there. And if you saw him looking a little bit more swole after the summer, it's because he spent the entire summer carrying water for Joe Cronin, a so-called journalist. Woj. You want to know why Woj retired?
Why?
He says that he got tired of all the reporting and it got exhausting. I'll tell you why he retired.
Yeah.
Because the man probably couldn't look at himself in the mirror anymore as to what he had become, which was bought and paid for carrying water for Joe Cronin. Then you add on top of it your little cronies over there on the Ringer who are like, this is the worst trade ever. This is the worst. And do tell, Bill, what in the holy hell did the Portland Trailblazers get for Damian Lillard? A broke-ass Robert Williams III? Malcolm Brogdon?
Oh, great.
A washed-up backup guard? And you want to talk about the Ayton trade? What happened anyway, dude? Wasn't even involved in the Celtics. But you want to sit here and act like the Miami media that is non-existent nationally spun it? If you want to say, hey, Damian Lillard's agent was a little too aggressive on it, probably should have had another team. Okay. Not saying there wasn't a misfire there. But to sit here and act like anybody was on the Heat side in the Damian Lillard saga is patently absurd and stupid.
Oh.
You're just making things up, dude. And to just go there with your podcast, now banned from voting on awards because of betting and gambling, is crazy to me that you said, well, we set out like you were some noble beast. Oh, we called this out. Oh, right. So that didn't reroute Drew Holiday to, the Boston Celtics. But right, the Miami media machine, the annoying Miami media machine, that was the one that spun the summer. Not Boston's media machine. Your media machine. You jackass.
Wow.
But it's okay. Because you want to know something about Damian Lillard and you want to know something about Drew Holiday. Congratulations on Drew getting his championship with the Boston Celtics with no resistance because Kelly Oubre fell on Jimmy Butler's leg. Mm. The boogeyman wasn't there to play. Congratulations.
Oh.
But let me tell you something, dude. Blessing in disguise because Damian Lillard never wanted him, okay? Mm. Didn't even work out last summer. Was going through personal stuff. Doesn't even have good chemistry with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who now says he thinks he's going to get traded.
Oh.
Never wanted him. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the rest of the league is about to get a fright, dude, because we have Terry Rozier, a.k.a. Scary Terry, who is so dangerous that our best player wants to copycat him. Jimmy Butler. You guys sat here and you were hoping, you were all praying, you fiends around the league were all wondering, what's Jimmy going to do? What's he going to do? How's he going to behave around the Heat? Well, now you have your answer, you cowards. What he's coming for is blood. Oh. Because he's having fun again. Goosies. And guess what, dude? A fun-having, fun-loving Jimmy Butler is dangerous. So you guys can sit here and you can change the facts like you guys didn't run because urine was running down your leg because you knew if Damian Lillard was added to Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, even though I never wanted him, that you know that would have won a title easily. And you flipped out and said, we got to change this. So you went out there like Elon Musk changing algorithms, having your little crony writers go out there and say this would have been the worst trade in NBA history. Imagine this. They traded for three people whose bodies don't work. Brogdon, Time Lord, and DeAndre Ayton. And when I say body up there, I mean here and I mean the ticker because that dude's got no heart. That's what you got with some piddly picks. And you got Tyler Hero, a sixth man of the year, who's now a pesky defender. And you got Jovic, dude, who's going to be a monster.
Sweetener.
You want to talk about DeAndre Ayton, who doesn't even want to go because it's cold outside? We have Nikola Jovic, who has ice running through his veins with a Jimmy Butler having him under his wing. So, congratulations, Portland, and congratulations, Boston. You pulled off the foisting of a lifetime. But if you're going to sit here and act like there was any manipulation from the Miami side on that, you are just making bleep up.
Boom!
But it's okay, because like they say, some things are blessings in disguise. And even though you are the equivalent to the basketball devil, it's okay. Congratulations on your hollow championship that nobody celebrated, because you guys have stuffed Tatum down our throats for the last 10 years, and he's the fourth most important player on the team. You just sat here all summer acting like you guys led through some kind of adversity in Boston where nobody just likes watching you. But that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. You sit there on your high horse with your stupid podcast with Stan Van Gundy. Because you're right there with him, Stan. And you guys just sit back and enjoy the ride and watch Eric Spoelstra's masterpiece this year. Back after this. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello. Did you just get there, Jennifer?
When did you get? I was too into my Bill Simmons rant to see what time. It was more like 13-ish. Was it like 13?
It was.
Sneaky late.
Yeah. It was sneaky late, but I was letting you have your time. I heard you, and I was like, you know what? He needs to breathe.
I don't think you did
very
that.
Very kind of him.
I don't think
very
you did that.
You know,
I think you were listening to, like, I think you probably
caffeine.
You were listening
How
to, like...
How much shots of espresso did you have?
My normal.
Because you were wired my last
normal.
Segment.
My normal allotment.
No.
But you know what fuels me more?
He went on for
25 Bill Simmons.
Years.
Venom.
So, the Gundies?
Yeah, I went to all of my appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for my surgery, and then there's always one. There's always the one guy. He goes, I'm a little, I don't like this number here, but go get it retested.
Better safe than sorry.
But then the other doctor goes, well, this has nothing to do with the surgery. All right. So I'm like, all right, I'll go.
Seems like a lie.
Happy to have you back, buddy.
Yes.
Happy to have you back.
Yeah. I've been up and at it for a while.
Had after my Bill Simmons rant, Galen.
I heard it.
He goes.
I heard it. It was.
He goes,
some of your best work.
Is your voice okay?
He wasn't.
But that's why, you know.
He was nervous.
Yeah, he should listen to the show more often.
I was like, it's fine. Like, thank you.
Like all the screaming and yelling and crap we do, and very rarely do any of us lose our voice.
To be honest, I'm more disappointed in Stan Van Gundy than I am Bill Simmons. I expect nothing
Why
more
Stan
from
Van Gundy?
From just disappointed in him.
Well,
very dismissive.
Can I say this? That we maybe have a different view of this team being closer.
Mm-hmm.
The only view of this team that everybody has with these players is what happened last year. I'm not going to be mad at them because that's what the Heat have shown. Now, do I expect differently? Yes. If everybody plays, everybody's healthy, 100%. But that's my view, seeing it up close.
But you had to get the goosies last night because you were making fun of McDaniel all offseason because he coddled his players and Spo plays everybody on a back-to-back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that almost sounded like came down from the top.
Perhaps.
You're being too soft.
Ooh, you think he got called out from Riles?
I'm just saying in the conversations.
Maybe.
Right?
Hard to say.
Because, look, the rule of thumb is in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have success at something if you never do it or practice it.
Yep.
Right? Like that's just a general rule of anything that you've ever done in your life.
I think Spo's also like, you guys had your vacation.
Right. Extended one.
You had an extended one. Get to
now,
work.
And I'll say this. I don't think any of the players are like that. Right? I think these players, when they're brought here, they expect to do maximum amount of work.
Yep.
So I'm not going to even say, oh, you got some bad cultural players or you got some. No. I'm just saying that you want these guys to play a certain way. You got to get them ready for it.
Agreed. Let's get the headlines.
Ask the Panthers what their camp was like after the Stanley Cup.
Not tough.
Right.
Maybe tougher.
You know what I'm saying?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Speaking of those Panthers, back on the ice tonight against the Vancouver Canucks.
Damn, it seemed like they play every night.
They're in the nitty gritty. They're right at it. They got it tonight, and then they play Saturday, which I like this. You got them, then we got a little Heat preseason, then we got Canes, then we got Panthers, then I got Francis Ngannou fight, and then we got Dolphins.
I was going to say, you haven't even made it.
How
to
long
Sunday
does Francis Ngannou last?
This is one of those where, like, he hasn't fought MMA in so long. I'm a little curious as to see what he looks like because he can either knock.
This is MMA.
Yeah. Okay, this is his return to MMA.
You know he's going to go and throw in haymakers.
I hope so.
That's what he does.
I hope so. I want the old viral, clip. This guy is fighting those giants. He's a giant.
6'8", right?
DC the last heavyweight that relied more on ground and pound and taking guys to the ground? Because all the heavyweights I see, they just throwing haymakers.
Cain Velasquez, okay. They trained together.
Right, you see what I'm saying?
John Jones, like, technically John Jones will do that. Like John Jones will.
Yeah, but he started off.
He'll do
not
anything
as a heavyweight.
No, he did not.
And he doesn't fight.
No, he would not. This guy, the new guy Aspinall. It's funny.
Aspinall.
Like they say that, and I gotta tell you, man, I'm getting off on tangents today. One of the things that's disgusted me about the UFC over the last few months.
Wow.
They have dropped the ball on promoting this guy so hard.
Oh, gasoline
just
hands?
So hard.
Aspinall?
Yeah. This guy, Leroy, he might be more dominant than Francis Ngannou was. He kills everybody in the first round. Not even close. And nobody talks about him. Because Dana White's too busy having this pound-for-pound rankings argument. They've really fumbled them, but whatever. The point is, the Panthers play tonight. 7 o'clock, puck drop, Amerant Bank Arena. Last night, we had some heavy-stakes games. The New York Liberty beat the Minnesota Lynx 80-77 in Game 3 of the WNBA Finals. Sabrina, I always get scared of her name, Ionescu. She hit a buzzer beater. She gives New York a 2-1 lead. What's that? That's a 5-game series, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's good.
She is good.
She's good.
And also last night, the Dodgers shut out the Mets. The Dodgers apparently just shut you out every game, basically.
Is that unbelievable?
Good defense.
That's 42, no, 39 right now, right?
No, they lost, but it's they lost the game beforehand, but then they got back to their old ways of shutting everybody out.
Is that unbelievable?
Shohei Ohtani and Kike Hernandez went deep for LA.
Of course he did. He's worth every penny they're giving him.
I think he's healthy enough to pitch now.
No, next year.
There was some talking about it, but I don't think they're going to. Well, why do you need them? You're shutting everybody out. Seems irresponsible.
It does seem irresponsible, right?
Game four is tonight at 8:08. ALCS resumes with the Cleveland Guardians. They need this one. Otherwise, it's curtains. So
three zip.
You can't go down three zip. So it's a big one tonight for them.
Well, only the Panthers could do that.
First pitch is set for 5:08. So those are your headlines. We'll take a break. Get a little Dolphins coming on up. But before that, you know, Leroy and I got into a heavy debate yesterday, and I feel bad about it because, you know, I don't like when we argue. But I do think Leroy's point was well made when he said that there's nothing quite like a clean slate, just like there's nothing like great clean clothes. That's why you want to go over to A&T Dry Cleaners. Our boy Ara, 40-plus years owned and run, serving all of South Florida, Leroy.
That's right, and you can give them a call and get this discount. Just mention our name and get 25% off your order. 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. You can get your clothes clean. You need a costume, clean kids' uniforms. They have a seamstress on site who can also do alterations on all these things. Again, call Ara, get a quote. He'll try to take care of it as soon as possible. Some alterations can be done the same day.
Yep.
But just give him a call at 954-610-9383. They service all of Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. Tobin, I don't know where you fit in on that.
I'm there, man. I feel like I feel.
Ara will hook you up.
I think Ara would make an exception for me either way if I wasn't on the border, because that's how he is. But you say I'm in Orlando. I feel like I am in Southern Palm Beach. I feel like I'm still in there. Like Leroy said, Ara's the man. Give him a call. Give him a text. You can text him, too. 954-610-9383. He's good people. He's a fan of the Silly Sauce. That's why all of our Silly Sauce patrol out there, he's giving you guys 25% off. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy, and you're going to get 25% off your order. You're never going to want to launder your own clothes again. A&T Dry Cleaners. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Come out and watch the Canes with WQAM and Solana this Saturday at noon at the Quarter Deck on University Drive in Davie as they take on Louisville. Enjoy ice cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome at the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation.
Oh, yes. Leroy, is that a good golf club?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. For
loves you. This.
I've been golfing there for years.
He Jacaranda? Jacaranda.
I have a dilemma on Saturday.
Do tell.
It's only going to piss one of the people on the show.
Oh, no.
Is it me?
Yeah.
I figured. Oh, okay, what happened?
So at 12 o'clock, the Canes game starts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very excited because I think this is their biggest test of the year.
Yes.
I'm also going to eat lunch with somebody.
Solana.
No, you're having lunch with Solana, huh?
Can't believe you.
No. No.
Why is that going to piss me off, though?
Who would she get upset by?
Why would that piss me off?
Because I don't know who's going to be there.
Interesting.
Still don't know.
I know plus one. I know one person.
Oh, Bernie.
Bernie's going to be there.
Wow. I love Bernie Kosar. Wait, Bernie Kosar is giving up the Canes for lunch with you?
What?
What?
Okay, but where are you going to, is there going to be a television where you're going to eat?
But it's the Schnellen Bowl.
I don't know.
Well, is the person you're having lunch with, is that person now a football junkie potentially?
Oh.
Maybe they want to watch the Canes.
From Cleveland.
Hmm.
Big fan.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm already sweating for no reason.
Well, if you,
because I don't know who else is gonna be there. That's mine. He says, "Yeah, I have some friends and family that are down," which is why I couldn't hook you up.
Possibly that Travis is gonna show up since he's not playing football nowadays.
What? He had his best game in all year.
Well, he's too busy hosting game shows.
I'm just so jealous about his success. Mike McDaniel. Dolphins getting ready for the Colts. Very long Colts injury report, by the way.
Hey, can I just say this? The Dolphins are in no position to look at somebody else's injury report and make judgments.
No. No
judgment. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
You know what he would – this is what he should say. I see the Indianapolis Colts injury report. I don't care.
We doesn't even look like anybody practiced. Did they practice yesterday?
I don't care. We got our own issues.
No Jonathan Taylor. He's still dealing with an ankle sprain, but still questionable is what ESPN says. I don't know. We'll see.
Ankle sprains are tough, man.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how much you're going to be able to cut like you want to, and you usually have to get it taped up. Ankles are the worst.
Keeping an eye on that. Michael Pittman was also out of practice. He had a back injury.
Is that the backup running back?
No, he's the receiver. Yeah. Their backup running back was also not practicing yesterday, I believe, Trey Sermon. So they got that, but Leroy is right. The Dolphins, nobody missed practice other than the old guys. They took a rest day. No Teron,
we're
no
still
Calais.
Doing that. We're still
just the old guys. That's it. Just Teron and Calais.
Dude. I never got a vet day.
I'm sorry. You should have had Mike McDaniel. Emmanuel Ogba, we found out he's dealing with a bicep injury, but he was limited in practice. He did practice, but was limited. Jordan Poyer was limited in practice.
Because he just can't catch the ball. He can just bat it down.
HN did practice in dealing with the concussion, so that's good news. David Long.
I got to tell you. I want HN use like Debo, and I want the young fella and Mostert to handle the running.
This will definitely be the most I guess Jeff Wilson's still dealing with something, right? He's not on the injury reports, so I don't know. This is going to be the most healthy their backfield's been.
Yeah. So
that's if he you know comes back from the concussion, which it sounds like he is.
But again, I was shocked at how much more physical the run game looked.
Oh yeah,
with the two guys running the football.
Yep, and so having Armstead back was huge too.
Yeah,
it was.
It's like Armstead is like that person. You know he's good at what he does, but can you count on him?
Well, you never know. I mean, the body is a ticking time.
That's my point. That's
but
my
he is
point.
Good. But when he plays, he's good.
I never disputed that.
Mike McDaniel says the Colts are an impressive team. Here was the Dolphins head coach.
I've been very impressed with the Colts football team in general, in all three phases. But in particular, you can see how Gus Bradley has always wanted to play football. They're firmly vibrant on defense in Indianapolis, and have some you know pretty good players doing it. You know, I had to play Buck in practice 2 days forever, so it's not fun watching him again. Like, you are so tall. But I think just in general,
it
speaks to you know the program, the health of it, and they're playing some ball that if you slip up at all, you will have negative plays, turnovers, just bad football situations that you have to proactively execute to prevent.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
He kind of lost it at the end there.
Hmm.
But it will be the first time in the history of me being around football, talking about football,
yep,
commenting on football,
yep,
analyzing football,
yep,
that I've heard the phrase vibrant to describe a defense. I'm just telling you. Of all the football terms I've used or heard, vibrant is not one of them.
DeForest Buckner is tall, by the way. 6'7".
He is.
Yeah, he's
cool. So is Ogba.
From Hawaii?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, Agba is tall.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I bet you he's one of his parents was in the military.
Mm. Well, I think he's eligible to come back. Looks like. So that's look, everybody's dealing with their stuff, but the big injury switch. What?
Hmm? I appreciate that we have Mike McDaniel sound.
Yeah.
What did we get from that sound?
He's now? Very impressed with the Colts. I mean, very impressed.
Wait.
Vibrant defense.
Have you ever met a coach that came up and said, hey, they're just not that good. We should beat the brakes off their ass.
He did say something yesterday. Right. He did say something yesterday about he wasn't sure if the bye came at a good time. And I was like, I got to be honest with you. That's the first time I've ever heard a coach say that. Normally, a coach is always like, oh, bye came at the right time.
Well, because
did he think they were streaking or something?
Think of the stretch that you now have to have because you had yours relatively early. And if you didn't have the bye this week, you'd have your quarterback.
Right. Javon Holland, he's got a broken hand. But seems like he's going to play.
What did he break?
Particularly in his hand?
Yeah.
Which metacarpal was it?
The fourth one.
Fourth. Oh, was it fourth? Yeah. Is that the toe?
He doesn't know.
Is that a toe?
He doesn't know. That's not a hand. That's a finger.
No, the carpal.
That's not a hand. That's a finger.
The carpal tunnel.
Oh, yes. Wow.
You take the carpal tunnel to get to the metacarpal. No traffic that way. You're Siobhan Holland.
Just extending the plays, that's really kind of the difficult part. A lot of the time, like in zones or whatnot, if we're in a big zone and they, you know, spread the field, it opens up the middle for him to run. So that makes it difficult. Obviously, we got to come off coverage and make the tackle. If he can extend plays like, and keep his eyes downfield, we got to cover for longer. So just that. And then even in the front, like they got to keep their run lanes, and that's hard for them because a lot of the time, you know, there are gaps where they can go make plays on a quarterback. But because he's so athletic, then it's easy for him to evade and get into open lanes.
That's Javon Holland on Anthony Richardson.
Sounds like we need a disciplined defensive game plan.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way he speaks. You see how quick that was? It's to the point. Like,
very efficient.
Well, really, so efficient.
Everybody does that except for Mike.
There's only one guy.
And you know what?
Like 7 seconds?
Here's the deal. And I'm going to say this because I remember Bill Belichick who said nothing. Everything's fun when you're winning, right? Remember when Bill Belichick's winning all the championships? All that nonsense he was talking became entertainment.
Yep.
Right? Remember when Mike McDaniel came, when they first started? They're winning games and scoring a bunch of points. Entertaining. Mike's entertaining. Then as soon as they start losing and things start going south, gosh, that's annoying.
Just would have thought there'd be less words with the losing. Seems like there's more words. There's more words with the win. There was a lot of words with the winning. Seems like there's more words.
Mike McDaniel is one of those people that his brain works overtime in that he's not only trying to answer the question that was asked, he's trying to answer what could possibly be the follow-up in the same answer. So if you notice, that's why he goes, and he just keeps going. And then nobody has nothing to say anymore because he figured that I already answered all your followers.
I think what they need, but he doesn't. Here's the thing. I know you've said that, but I don't think he doesn't like answering questions. I think he likes to talk. And what I think they need is almost like a debate moderator there.
He needs a radio show.
Mr. Head Coach, 1 minute.
He needs a radio show because I, too, love to talk.
Oh, trust me. Trust me. Listen, if this doesn't work out, the Mike McDaniel podcast is coming your way.
Wait, but like,
it's already in the works.
It's already in the works.
Take a break. Hour 2 coming on next.